Two lake management districts and some homeowners have filed suit against the DNR and the village of East Troy in Walworth County. At issue is a village well near the shoreline of Lake Beulah and some wetlands. The well has gone in but hasn't started pumping yet. It could eventually pump more than 1 million gallons per day. Attorney Daniel Bach helps represent the plaintiffs. He says the case is important because it questions whether the DNR takes a close enough look at high-capacity wells and potential damage to navigable surface waters under the public trust doctrine.
This is, as I say, an issue that arises not only in this context. There are other high-capacity wells going in around the state, and the entities that wish to install these ought to do it in an open fashion and have discussion with the citizens and all interests affected by this on the front end.
Bach says East Troy ought to consider another site for the well or just use the drilled well for emergencies. But attorney Paul Kent, who represents the village, says the dispute over the well has played out for several years in the legal system.
The issues, although they are important on their face, in our view have been decided, and it's time for the village to be able to move on to get this well online.
Kent says the village has hired experts to make sure the well won't harm the lake. Plus, he says East Troy has voluntarily agreed to pumping limits and a monitoring program. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.